Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it is the most wonderful time of the year, unless it's the most frustrating time of the year. Help is on the way. Carol Daniel brings us advice from our etiquette expert, Melanie Broyles.
Broyles is founder of Etiquette St. Louis. I invited her to KMOX to offer wisdom on the ever-present stumbling blocks that arise during the holidays. And why does it seem that etiquette, or the lack thereof, of polite behavior is a special focus this time of year? Broyles puts etiquette in this light.
Etiquette should be every single day, the moment you wake up and to the moment you go to bed. We should think about it at all times because it's really about how you present yourself and how you treat other people. It's about being kind and thoughtful and thinking before you speak. That's all year round.
She says the heightened attention during the holidays is because it's tied to gift giving, and she believes the desire to be happy and jolly. So our first scenario, what if you're invited to someone's home for a party? Do you have to bring something?
I never show up empty-handed. If you're invited to someone's home and it's a everyone brings a dish kind of potluck sort of thing, okay, everyone bring an appetizer or a dessert, then that's what you're bringing. You're part of the party. But if you're showing up and they say, bring nothing, then you bring something as a means of saying thank you.
She says wine, nice chocolates, or even an ornament are all good choices. But she adds, don't expect your host to open the wine or serve the chocolates that evening. Next, gift giving. What if you don't want any gifts and you get them anyway?
I think it's absolutely okay in that circumstance to say thank you so much. I really appreciate the gift. You make sure you send them a thank you note.
And when you receive a gift, do you have to give one in return? Broyles says she keeps small gifts to use in case that does happen.
Don't let people make you feel guilty, but make sure that you have the opportunity to set the standard up front. You don't want a lot of people giving you gifts and you just saying, well, I opted out. Bonus for me. So you want to make sure that you set the standards up front and that everybody knows where you stand.
Speaking of expectations, what about office Christmas parties? Is going or not an issue of etiquette?
I usually think that a work holiday party, there is some obligation to go. Your company is putting on an event. While they are not required, it is good to socialize and talk to other people you work with when you're not in a work setting. It helps you build relationships. And we know how important internal and external networking are. Get to know people outside of your work behavior, that's a good thing.
And she says just because it's a party and alcohol is served does not mean anything goes.
You want people to still see you in a professional light. Therefore, your attire, your self-presentation, your language, your behavior, your conversation topics, and the amount you drink should still make you appear as a professional and not make people question your ability to do your job the next day.
And stay tuned to KMOX on Christmas Eve as Broyles helps us all react appropriately in case we get a gift we don't like. Carol Daniel, News Radio 1120 KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.